grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The, I guess it's Wednesday, right, Fancy?
As far as you know.
I knew it was Wednesday the whole time. You've been the one troubled by the day of the week.
You're the one with the, you're the one.
I've got a clock that tells me what day it is. That way, I know.
The most inaccurate clock I've ever seen in my life.
Come on, man. It's never been wrong to day of the week, as far as you know. Some big news coming out of the White House today. Monday, Kamala Harris, the vice president, coming to Milwaukee. We covered that marketplace. I'm hoping my good buddy Earl Ingram's going to be there or perhaps get an interview with the vice president again. I never had Kamala Harris, although I did meet her once. I did get to ask her a question at a press gaggle, but I never had her exclusively like Earl did on her birthday.
She's not a tall woman.
No, she's not tall. Very intense.
Seems like she's taller than she is.
Her intensity is strong. I've never met a political candidate who gets in your space quite like she does. I mean, most, and maybe in this day and age of a pandemic, she's not getting in anybody's space. But back then, I met her, you know, when she was on the campaign, really for Tony Evers, I believe. She came to Wisconsin, and I got to meet her, and she, like, walked up and looked real close. I'm like, hey, back off, Senator Harris.
A soul-piercing type of look.
Yes. I didn't. I nearly withered under the scrutiny.
Was it more like a Jedi or more like a Terminator kind of assessing the situation?
More like a Jedi. But I did All feel right. like she could whoop my ass. That's just a personal impression. But anyways, she's coming back to Milwaukee, Wisconsin on Friday. Monday. Don't mean to misreport. Fake news. I got one last story I'd like to get out there. And maybe a few more phone calls if you dial right now at 844-967-2789. Steve Bannon. You know that guy. He's been, pardoned by the former president. Do you know he's pushing cryptocurrency now? Selling cryptocurrency. And it's profane cryptocurrency.
Oh, good.
That craps on Joe Biden.
That's really good.
Let me share a little of this with you in case you're looking for an investment vehicle. Steve Bannon, host of the War Room podcast and former White House chief strategist under President Donald Trump and pardoned felon, has been promoting his involvement in $FJB, F Joe Biden, a new cryptocurrency aimed at MAGA Republicans who hate President Joe Biden.
But also know how to do cryptocurrency.
But reporters Allie Breland and David Korn over at Mother Jones this week warned that according to tech experts, $FJB could pose risks for investors. And they're not talking about the normal risk. You know, any investment vehicle comes with some inherent risk. There's always, you know, future returns and past returns and all that kind of disclosure stuff. But here's the problem with this particular F Joe Biden stuff. The creators of the cryptocurrency, they can lock your account individually anytime they want to. They can block any sale of their currency, but they are untethered by such limitations. So
Sounds
they
like a
can
great deal.
Move all their cryptocurrency, their FJB cryptocurrency, when they want to, but the individual holders of the cryptocurrency, they're constrained, which kind of undermines the whole thought of cryptocurrency. You know, it's not centrally regulated by a Federal Reserve or something of the sort. FJB in $FJB stands for, I can't say it, F Joe Biden. Bannon on his podcast has called $FJB a currency for the MAGA movement. And his MAGA ally, Boris Epstein, now that's the guy that's under subpoena by the January 6th committee, has described it as a way to let your feelings, your primal disapproval, your primal disgust with Biden be heard. Where's CJ when I need him? Oh, there he is on hold. You could be next, CJ. Be patient. Breland and Korn point out that starting a cryptocurrency is surprisingly easy, making it profitable for investors, however, is another matter. As they point out, $F Joe Biden, buyers might want to beware. Not only does every purchase bolster the value of Bannon's and Epstein's holdings, But crypto experts say the currency is designed in a way that affords its operators an unusual amount of discretion in blocking owners of coins from selling their tokens, a power that could cause problems for investors, like if you wanted to cash out, let's say. They interviewed a tech expert, Simon de la Rouve, I believe that's how you pronounce it in the French. A code for $FJB allows the currency's operators to manually lock an owner's token balance so they can lock your bank account like the IRS. An unusual practice in a space that aims to avoid centralized authority. This would prevent an owner from selling coins. And he goes on to point out one guy, one of the users who apparently was interviewed by Breland and Korn, a $FJB user complained, "My wallet has been locked now for the fourth time. This time it's locked by the new owners of $FJB. It's an anxious time. I'm waiting for answers."
It's so funny how when you invest in that kind of thing, it just comes back and really screws you over. I don't know. It seems like every time you put money into this guy, he screws you over, doesn't he?
It's almost like it's a grift to steal the money of the sheeple that would invest in the MAGA currency.
Well, I mean, they are marketing it for people who can't express themselves otherwise. In fact, when I think about expressing my anger or rage, I don't talk about it or say anything. In fact, I just go in and express my anger and rage by investing in something that says the same thing that I could just say out loud. Great job owning yourselves.
CJ, welcome back to the show. Let's go, Brandon.
I already got my T-shirt. Curdy, I saw you on the radio, or I saw you on TV, and now I know why you're on the radio.
Ah-ha-ha.
And you wanted to make it about the sixth, and that wasn't the topic. But, you know, and I used to see Bob Barr kick Bill Press's butt on Crossfire. It was Bill Barr. He was awesome. I'm sorry I was on hold so long. I wanted to talk about Biden and this theater of a press conference. He knows.
Okay,
the question.
Final thought of the day, CJ. The question that Joe Biden asked, what do Republicans stand for? What do you stand for? Give me one good answer, CJ.
How about getting all the allies and the Americans out of Afghanistan? I'd start there like he promised.
Okay.
Remember?
Well, at least you stand for something, CJ. Now, you've been on hold for 2 days. You are a patient man. Yesterday, I just didn't have the appetite for you, CJ. But today, I figured I'd throw you a bone. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for joining us here on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Earl Ingram is next. And then, Robert Pilot. We got him here in Madison, Native Roots Radio, going live from Devil Radio tonight. I hope you stick around for all the fine programming. And then the Up North Podcast with Kirk Bankstead and the boys and girls. Man, we got fine programming here. Just, you know, super glue the radio dial and never change it. Thanks for listening.
I did what I came to do. And the buck stops with me.